Let's get this deathly chill of a meeting into session. Ooh, wasn't that scary? No? Well, whatever. In this week's episode, I'll be reading chapter 8 of my published novel, Death Chill. And just a reminder to you all, I will only be reading up to chapter 10, publicly. Then after that, if you wish to continue reading more of the novel, then you may either purchase it, or I will be setting up a subscription on Spotify, and maybe set up one on Patreon as well, where I'll be providing you all with the ability to listen to me read the rest of my novel, as well as the two others within the trilogy. If you would like that to happen, then I'll be leaving it as a question below for the Spotify listeners. And if you're listening on a site that has commenting, then you may comment below that you'd be interested in that as well. But without further ado, let's get into this week's session. Darkness. It's so dark. It's too dark. Where is everybody? Did they all leave me? I look around and see them all laughing at me. Lucas is pointing and laughing at me. What is he looking at? There's nothing on my shirt. Anna's whispering something to Hawkeye, and they're both covering their mouths while laughing at me. She is standing next to everyone on my school team and gesturing to all of me while laughing. I look back at my friends and see Samuel. His face is full of so many emotions. Laughter, sadness, anger, disappointment. What did I do? I'm such a terrible person. I want to go home. I want to be alone. I want to disappear. I roll myself into a little ball on the floor and start to cry. In the corner of my eyes, I see a light. I look up and see Joangsun. She looks so mad and disappointed in me. She reaches out her arm and puts me into a ball of fire. It's so hot. It hurts so much. I feel like some of me was just sucked out of my body by the flames. I feel so weak. I feel like I'm going to collapse. Am I going to die? Is this what death feels like? Do you feel like you're being sucked out of yourself? I start to scream from the pain, and everything goes dark. I feel some fur touch my face. Then I wake up. Sweetie, time to wake up for school. School's starting soon. I hear my mother yelling up to me from the stairs. You wouldn't want to be late. I eventually fell asleep. I guess I'm not worth anything after all. How long did I sleep? I fell asleep at 4, I think. Now it's 7? A whole 17 hours of sleep? Well, at least I don't feel tired. But I still don't want to go to school. For Samuel. He'll be happier without me. Everyone will. Well, since I'm not going to bed or school, I might as well take a long, hot shower. Before I go into the shower, I undress and weigh myself. 130 pounds. Not fast enough, but still good, I guess. Luckily, I fell asleep before dinner and the snack. I jump into the shower. It's so hot and cozy. I want to be in here forever. All soapy. I look up at the wall of my shower in realization. Soap pirate! I was probably in the shower for maybe 2 hours, but whatever. I go throw on some clothes from my walk-in closet. Since I'm not leaving the house anytime soon, I throw on my comfy pajamas, short shorts, and a very stained white t-shirt. Then go downstairs where my mother is sitting at the counter, with two coffees and a plate of breakfast. Bacon, egg, ham, sausages, orange slices, and some vegetables. Morning, sleepyhead, my mother greets with a smile when she sees me. Not in the mood for school today? No. I'd rather sleep in bed all day. Except I slept for 16 hours, I answer, sipping on my coffee, so I can't. Well, in that case, my mom slides me to plate breakfast. I've called the school and said that you have a doctor's appointment. I could tell by yesterday that you were not in the mood for people. Sweet. My words are muffled as I nibble at a piece of ham. Thanks. So I will be taking you to the doctor's for an appointment, my mom mentions as she watches me eat and stares out the window. For shots, a checkup, and mental health check. I roll my eyes. Mom. Just making sure, sweetie. Mom puts her hands up in surrender. I'm just looking out for you. And if nothing's wrong, then I'll let you take a week off school. Fine, I mutter as I finish my breakfast. It's quite small today. She must have known that I wouldn't have wanted to eat too much. Great. Now someone's worried about me. I should have just kept my stupid mouth shut. I'm such an idiot. Relax for a bit, and then we're going to the doctor's, my mom suggests as she started the dishes. I think she has OCD, because she never lets the house get dirty. The scar is probably triggering her. She pulls it off amazingly, though. I wonder what she thinks about during the day. I wonder if she thinks about how much of a mess the house must be whenever she's away. I go upstairs and change into my workout gear. Exercise helps make people happy, and I don't want to deal with the looks of pity from everyone in my life, so I might as well do as much as I can. I go back downstairs where Mom is sitting on the couch reading a spellbook. I'm going for a run, I mention as I walk out the door. I'll be back in a bit. Go for a quick one, she orders, looking back to see me walk out the door. Okay, I shrug and close the door behind me. I run down the street, and that's where I see she waiting for me. Why aren't you at school? She asks me. Doctor's appointment, I excuse, stopping right in front of him. What happened yesterday? She continues to ask me questions. Samuel refuses to even hear your name. I'm fairly certain that you're already aware of everything. I gaze up at the clouds. Yeah, she shrugs, but I would rather hear you tell me. It's all the same in the end, I murmur, lowering my gaze back down to the ground. You're getting skinny, she points out, looking me up and down. We should grab dinner together sometime. She would never ask me out like that. This isn't she. It's most likely one of the Ruffalo brothers. Blaze, Storm, whoever you are, please get out of she's form. I roll my eyes, smacking him. How'd you know? Blaze asks me as he changes to his normal form. She doesn't ask people out, I answer, trying to hold up in my laughter. His hair's a mess. He looks at them and they show up. You can't possibly be that good looking, Blaze says with amazement. Don't forget, I start smirking at him. He is a demon. Guess what? He asks me. You forgot, I assume. Maybe, Blaze smiles. What do you want, Blaze? I rolls my eyes, my energy for social contact already growing to near nothing. You missing a day is a pretty big deal for everyone, Blaze answers confidently. Sounds like he's going to blackmail me. Especially for your team. Are you coming to school tomorrow? I don't know. I shrug and start to run again. Hopefully he can take a hint and leave me alone. You know, Blaze smiles as he starts to run beside me. A lot of people really like you. Yeah, right, I laugh. Nobody likes me. I'm nothing. Like whom? Like she, Zing, me. Blaze looks at me. I completely forgot about Zing. So? So what? I ask, a little annoyed. He put me on the spot, and I hate it when people do that. So will you go out with me? Blaze asks me, running ahead and cutting me off. Such a pest. Can't he tell that I'm not in the mood? I surround myself in fire and slow him down with my cold. I sprint. Sprint much faster than I thought I'd ever be able to go. I'm just a little short from being the same speed as the people with super speed. He deserves this. He shouldn't have put me on the spot. I hope he got burned as I was running away. I reach my front door and see my mom standing there with her arms crossed. What happened? She asked me. Blaze interrupted my run. I breathe, walking inside. He asked me out and he put me on the spot. Come on. Mom ignores what I just said as she closes the door behind us. Get dressed and let's go. Let's enjoy our day off. Like the movies and ice cream? Speeding upstairs, I say. I'll be ready in 5. And that is all for this episode. I hope you all enjoyed it. Follow at CWC Publishing on Twitter. Check out my novels, Death Chill, Flame Rip, and Arctic Blaze on Amazon and Kobo, link in description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Discord server in the description. Check out the Creative Writing Club Instagram at creativewriting_club. Check out my personal Instagram at dark_night_wolves. And time to take this coldly death of a meeting and dropkick it into its conclusion. English.